on with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, the new bachelorette herself, Becca Kufrin. How are you, Becca?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, jumping right into it here, you already announced you're engaged.
I did.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Was that by choice or did the network say, because sometimes these girls announce they're engaged, sometimes they don't. What's the thinking behind that?
Completely by choice. I have no poker face. And so if anyone were to ask me, I think I would just be smiling the entire time.
Oh, so it's because you can't keep a secret.
I can keep some secrets. Slowly learning that I need to hold a lot more in,
right.
But I can at least say I'm engaged.
So what does your fiance, whoever he is he just kind of like locked away? Or what do you do with him?
He's still living his life. So I'll see
him. But you're not allowed to see him really, because if you're photographed with him, then the cat's out of the bag,
so
right?
So I'll see him every couple of weekends,
but it's at a secret location. Secret location.
Little hideaway.
Dang. Yeah.
It's like a bunker somewhere.
Right, exactly. That is cold as ice, but kind of romantic at the same time.
It's fun though. We just stock up on food, on drinks, hang out.
What a trip. What's his name?
Good try.
No? Oh, okay. I just thought you share that with me. Are you happy?
Very happy.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. I mean, there was heartbreak. The last season, right?
Yeah, it was tough.
How long did it take you to get over it? Or are you over it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to be, right? You can't fall in love without still being heartbroken, or can you?
No. I started this journey wishing him the best, ready to do this. And I had a couple months to really sit on The Bachelorette if I wanted to do it, if I was ready.
Right.
And when I finally got to the point where I was like, look, I still want to find my person. I still want somebody that I can spend all of my days with. I still want to be in love. That's never stopped me. And so that's what really got me over the hump to want to do this again. But it's a crazy unconventional journey. And there's no way I would have been able to do it had I not been 1,000% ready.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not something you want to do just sort of, maybe, let's see.
Like half in, half out wouldn't work.
Exactly. Now, I remember Ari said that he felt the footage edited him to look sort of like a villain. And that wasn't the case. What did you see?
I mean, really what you saw is how it played out. And I mean, if it was edited, that would have been great if you could have cut the scenes out where the snot was running down my face and mascara was covering my forehead. But no, that really played out to what actually went down. And you saw the awkward silences, you saw the get outs, you saw all the tears. And so it holds all parties accountable.
Well, now that you're on the other side of the rose ceremony, can you maybe sympathize with his point of view, or do you see it from a new perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I went about this journey my way, doing things on my terms, but especially towards the end, I could empathize with him so much more, and I could see where his difficulties were when he was struggling in feelings for two women, and I felt that too, and so I do sympathize.
Did you put in a special request that you want athletes on the show, or was that just a coincidence?
No, that just kind of happened. It was funny because I've dated a football player in the past, and I was like, that's not really for me. But with the guys...
What was the matter with that guy?
Well, we don't need to get into that.
It's a long story.
Right. How much time do you have? But the two football players that were on this season, they were so kind and they had such big hearts, and they really proved that the stereotype isn't the case. And we had a basketball player who was the same way, very kind, very open. And so it just kind of happened that was their career.
Okay. Okay. And the first impressions are always my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the when they start chironing these, I guess, job occupations, or how they want to be described. Which
sports
is kind of fun.
Sports analyst. Is he just a sports fan?
I mean,
no,
aren't we all sport analysts who watch sports at the end of the day?
To be honest, I don't exactly know what a sports analyst means.
Okay, so he's not the guy.
But he is an actual analyst.
Okay.
So what? There was 28 dudes, right?
28, yes.
After you met all 28 in a row, how many names did you actually remember? Honestly.
I kept asking for name tags that night because...
It'd make it so much easier.
Yeah, but luckily the guys were great in every conversation after those initial introductions because they knew I had so much to remember. So right away they'd be like, hey, I'm so-and-so, or hey, remember me, I'm this guy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you.
I'm the chicken dude. Right.
I can't even remember my name half the time.
Right,
so.
Exactly. No, that's a tough situation to be in. Speaking of the guy that showed up in the chicken suit, you kept that dude. Clearly, you like a guy with a sense of humor.
I do.
Or someone that's not afraid to take chances, or just a goofy dude.
Yeah. And what was so funny about David is all night he kept saying, I just wanted to make you laugh. I just wanted to make you smile. And so I appreciate the thought behind it. And I love chicken, so hey.
Why not?
Mario had a problem with that guy, but it's probably not what you thought. It was of his impression of a chicken.
I didn't like his cluck.
Oh, he didn't do a good cluck?
He did not do a good chuck. He did not do a good...
He probably did a good chuck.
Wait, no. can you do a good cluck?
Well, what was his cluck? Do you have a thing, Frazier?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up. Hold on one second. Here we go.
Like, if you're going to go chicken, you got to go chicken. And
go
really,
all the way.
Let's hear his cluck. Here's
the chicken guy.
Pecaw! Pecaw! He sounds like a crane. It's got to be more like... That's more of a chicken.
David, if you're listening, take note. Yeah, he's trying to say Becca.
Oh, is he trying to say Becca? Oh, pecaw, pecaw. But
then you got to dress as a different bird.
Then he should have came with like, right? Would I have gotten picked?
You would have gotten a rose.
Oh, thank you. Oh, so my chicken was much more. Oh my gosh, no.
And
okay.
It's so funny because at the end when we're all cheersing after we went through the entire roast ceremony, you hear that as we're cheersing, you hear the pecaw.
Oh my gosh.
And that's
gosh.
All that can stick out to me now when I see that scene.
And then Garrett rolled in a minivan, right? Mm-hmm. But you still gave him a first impression, yeah. Rose. What was it about him?
I just love the minivan. I thought it was clever. It reminded me of me last season when I had Ari get down on one knee, kind of projecting into the future, but still making light of the situation and joking around. And so the fact that he was like, I'm ready to be a dad. I have the car seat. I have the diaper bag. He had little orange slices that we could eat. I'm like, you're going to make such a great dad. And so
snacks on the go.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Who doesn't love snacks?
As someone who actually owns a minivan, they're bomb.
See, I want a minivan.
I'm telling you, they're great. They really are.
Yeah, I want a wood-paneled minivan. I want to drive that crap around.
Swagger wagon.
Mm-hmm. Swagger wagon.
Swagger wagon. But what's up with Garrett? He's come under attack recently over things he's liked on social media. I mean, here's the thing. Is it fair to judge someone based on who they follow, what they like? That's not being very open-minded if you're going to just start to discriminate on someone's thoughts.
I think I have learned so much from this journey. I met 28 guys who our ideals weren't always the same. They have different interests. They have different hobbies, different things that they believe. And that's what's been so great about getting to know these guys is because everyone has different viewpoints. And that's what I loved about this journey. And I just want everyone to watch it back and to get to know these guys and to get to know me for who we really are and not social media, because that's just a small glimpse into a person. And it's not always reflective of who they are.
Good for you. Good. It's smart to keep an open mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right. Current song obsession.
Ooh, Look Back at It by Betty Who.
Okay. Last show you binge watched.
Friends.
Really?
I could watch
TV every day. I
Friends
binge watch Friends
over and over.
Huh.
Do you have it on DVD?
No, just on Netflix.
Netflix.
I have
on
season
Netflix.
5 on DVD.
Okay.
You still play it on reruns every day. Do you even need to binge watch? Wow. Okay. Celebrity crush growing up.
Growing up? Ooh, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
JTT?
JTT.
Old school JTT?
We used to call him a hunk of burning love.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That was his nickname.
He got an Elvis moniker? JTT?
My sister and I.
Yeah. Wow. He's too little to be a hunk of anything. Right?
Not when you're 5.
I guess not. Dang. I'm old. Nickname growing up.
Booper.
Booper or Pooper?
Becca Booper with a B.
Oh, Becca Booper. I thought you said Pooper.
Not Pooper. Booper.
Becca Booper. Okay. Time travel destination.
Wait, like year or location?
You can go to any era for like a week.
I would say New York City in the 20s. I want to be a flapper.
You want to be a flapper?
I want to be drinking the champagne under the tables, going to the speakeasies.
Yes. By the way, you can still do that right now. They do. They've got some speakeasies here in LA.
I know. I got to sneak away.
You like LA?
I love LA.
Are you set on living in Minnesota?
No, actually. I'm very open. Yeah. I would love to move someplace else. I was ready to move in my past relationships, and I'm willing to do that again.
Because it's cold. It's beautiful, but it's cold out there.
It's beautiful, but very, very cold.
I mean, let's get real, right?
I'm getting too old for the winters.
Are you in school at the moment? Are you working? Or
I'm working, yeah. So, well, not currently because I've been busy falling in love.
What line of work?
I was in PR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, PR you can kind of do anywhere.
Exactly.
Which works out well.
Yeah.
What about your family?
Does any agencies need to hire me?
Yeah, I know, right?
Out there now?
Was the family family supportive of this?
They were very supportive. Yeah. Last time around, they were very critical. Right. They were reluctant to have me go on. But this time, they're like, you do you. We trust you. It's on your terms. So right. go for it.
Do they just hate Ari?
I wouldn't say hate. They
not at this point.
You know,
maybe initially now it's like, God bless Ari.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Point,
yeah right? They saw me go through things and they saw me learn and pick myself back up. And, you know, my mom is the most kind person you'll ever meet. And so she would never hate anyone. And she actually texted him after the breakup and said, you know, everything happens for a reason. Stay out of social media. It's going to be a hateful world. But, you know, one day we'll realize why this all came to play.
Yeah, nice. Exactly, exactly. And where's your fiance live? I didn't ask for the name. Like, what if he lives, like, you fall in love with some dude, but he lives in some crazy, let's assume
Alaska.
He lives, like, yes.
Jackson,
like
Jackson
30,
Hole.
Yes. Well, Jackson Hole's actually kind of nice, but it's off the grid.
It's more of like a resort, I think. But
yeah, exactly.
But, like, 40 miles from Anchorage, you'd go there?
You know, if he really wanted to stay there, we would make it work.
Kufrin.
But I would need to get some dogs to keep me company.
Yeah.
And you would also need them for transportation
right.
pull you around.
Yeah. Dog sled.
Exactly. Well, we'll see how it all plays out. Congratulations.
Thank
the Bachelorette
you.
Airs Mondays on ABC. You can follow her on Insta at B Koof.
Woo!
That's what I'm talking about, B Koof. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. On with Mario Lopez. Woo!